Chapter 13. Meal Timing Framework. Fat Loss. Maintenance. This isn't about restriction. It's about reinvention. By aligning when you eat with how your hormones work, you lower cortisol, stabilize glucose, and unlock fat burning while protecting muscle. Phase 1. Fat Loss Reset. 2 meals per day plus optional workout snacks. A workout snack is not food, it's 10 minutes of exercise, like walking, squats, lunges, push-ups, etc. Workout snacks throughout the day means you're moving more. Meal 1. Breakfast. Eat within 15 to 20 minutes of waking up. Why? Skipping breakfast in midlife often backfires. Without fuel, cortisol rises, glucose spikes, and cravings hit later. A protein-rich breakfast sets the stage for stable energy and fat loss. Example: protein smoothie with chia plus berries, or tofu scramble with spinach plus avocado. Pre-post workout snack, optional. Small protein-based snack if you train in the morning, e.g. hard-boiled egg, handful of edamame, or half a protein shake. Post-workout, walk 10 to 15 minutes after to blunt glucose spikes. Meal 2, Lina, 5 to 6 hours later. Why? Extending the window between meals reduces glucose excursions, improves insulin sensitivity, and gives your body time to fully digest before sleep. Example: lentil plus chickpea bowl with veggies and tahini, or salmon plus roasted vegetables with quinoa. Evening: no dinner during the fat loss phase. Hydrate, sip herbal tea, and prepare for consistent sleep. Why? Going to bed with stable glucose allows fat burning to dominate overnight. Phase 2. Maintenance lifestyle. 3 meals per day. Once you've reached your goal weight or body fat percentage, you can reintroduce dinner with strategy. Keep dinner earlier, at least 3 to 4 hours before bedtime. Stick to glucose-friendly pairings. Protein plus veggies first, carbs last. Use glucose rhythm rituals when enjoying splurges. Exercise after eating, cinnamon, vinegar, protein first sequencing. Why it works. Cortisol control. Morning fuel prevents stress-driven glucose spikes. Glucose. Stability. 2 balanced meals equals fewer daily spikes, more fat burning. Fat burning at night. Going to bed with low glucose encourages fat as a fuel source while you sleep. Flexibility. Adding dinner back during maintenance makes this a lifestyle, not a diet. Mindset shift from restriction to reinvention. This approach isn't about deprivation. You can enjoy splurges when you want, but you'll know how to blunt their effects and keep your body composition steady. By learning how to control glucose, you're free from yo-yo dieting and calorie obsession. You're not just eating less, you're eating smarter, aligned with your hormones and metabolism. Meal templates plus glucose-friendly recipes. Guiding principles for glucose-friendly meals. Protein. First, aim for 25 to 30 grams protein per meal. Goal: approximately 1 gram per pound of body weight daily. Veggies for volume. Fill half your plate with non-starchy vegetables. Carbs. Strategically, choose whole food carbs: beans, lentils, quinoa, oats, fruit, and pair with protein and fiber. Healthy fats as stabilizers, avocado, nuts, seeds, olive oil, tahini equals glucose breaks. Meal sequencing, eat protein first and then carbs last for lower glucose readings. Meal template 1. Breakfast, protein plus fiber plus healthy fat. Plant-based option. Overnight oats with chia seeds, hemp seeds, almond butter, and unsweetened soy milk. Topped with berries, fiber plus antioxidants. Animal protein. Add-on. Greek yogurt or whey protein mixed in for extra protein boost. Why it works. Oats plus chia provide slow-release carbs, while seeds and nut butter lower the effects of glucose. Meal template 2. Lunch. Protein plus colorful veg plus whole carb. Plant-based option. Lentil and chickpea salad with spinach, cucumbers, bell peppers, olive oil, and lemon dressing. Add a side of quinoa or roasted sweet potato. Animal protein. Add-on. Add grilled salmon, chicken breast, or boiled eggs on top. Why it works. Lentils and chickpeas give fiber plus plant protein, with healthy fats from olive oil slowing glucose rise. Meal template 3. Dinner. Protein plus roasted veg plus optional grain. Plant-based option. Tofu or tempeh. Stir-fry with broccoli, bok choy, mushrooms, garlic, and tamari sauce. Serve over cauliflower rice or quinoa. Animal protein add-on. Shrimp, lean beef, or roasted turkey breast. Why it works. High protein, fiber-rich veggies, and moderate carbs for balanced glucose response. Meal template 4. Snacks. Protein plus fiber. Plant-based option. Apple slices with almond butter. Roasted edamame or chickpeas. Veggies plus hummus. Animal protein. Add-on. Hard-boiled egg or turkey roll-ups. Why it works. Protein plus fiber keeps you fuller, reduces cravings, and prevents spikes from snacking on high-carb foods alone. Glucose-friendly recipes. Protein-packed lentil bowl. Ingredients. 1 cup cooked green lentils. 1 cup roasted vegetables, zucchini, peppers, carrots. 2 tablespoons tahini. 1 tablespoon olive oil. Handful of arugula or spinach. Squeeze of lemon. Animal protein. Option. Top with grilled chicken or salmon. Why it works. Lentils are high in fiber plus protein. Veggies add volume. And tahini plus olive oil provide healthy fats to blunt glucose rise. Tofu plus veggie stir fry with cauliflower rice. Ingredients. 1 block firm tofu, cubed. 2 cups broccoli, snap peas, and mushrooms. 2 cloves garlic, minced. 1 tablespoon sesame oil. 2 tablespoons low sodium tamari. Serve over cauliflower rice. Animal protein. Option. Replace tofu with shrimp or chicken breast. Why it works. High protein plus fiber, plus low glycemic carb base, keeps glucose steady. Chia protein pudding. Ingredients. 3 tablespoons chia seeds. 1 cup unsweetened almond or soy milk. 1 scoop plant-based protein powder, pea or hemp. 1 teaspoon cinnamon helps lower glucose response. Top with blueberries plus walnuts. Animal protein option. Swap plant protein for whey or collagen powder. Why it works. High protein, high fiber, healthy fat equals steady energy and no crash.